Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shona Putnam and she's down there at the Cass County Museum in Griswold. Good morning to you, Shona.
Good morning, LaVon. Beautiful morning.
It is, and you are just busy, busy. You have lots of visitors coming to the museum. A couple busloads.
Oh, we have quite a few. And then we have a few SWIPCO buses and as well as tour buses from the other side of the state. I think I counted about 15 tours in the next month and a half.
Well,
so we will be busy.
You will. And this is a great time for people to get out and see what's happening in Iowa. We're glad that they chose to come to Southwest Iowa and, see what's here. And, of course, the Cass County Museum is one of those things that kind of keeps on changing. If you haven't been there for a while, you're going to see some new things. And that's mainly what we want to talk about this morning, Shona. What's happening at the museum?
Well, Lila and I work on the history books and also the films, and we have done the Atlantic film. We did that several years ago. So our second film is the early history of Griswold, and we just finished that. So that is now able to be viewed here at the museum on our new 65-inch screen.
Whoa.
Quite impressive.
It must be. Now, do you have to have a group or so on? Can people come in and just individually look at that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And about how long is it?
Oh, this one we really cut down. I would say, probably about 18 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I know you crammed a lot of information in that 18 minutes because when you and the others who put that together start trying to decide what's going in there, it's big decision time.
Well, it is. That's why we actually just stuck with the early history.
So when you say early, what's the first year that's in it?
Well, from the date that Griswold was founded, which was 1879, and on up through, I would say prior to World War II.
Okay. So lots of things happening in Griswold. What was maybe I can put you on the spot, the largest population in Griswold?
The largest population?
Yeah.
Well, I would always say it's been Atlantic.
No, I mean in Griswold itself.
Oh, the largest.
Yes.
Oh, that I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Back then, I have no idea, but it was a booming town. Just
yes.
Like most of the towns in Atlantic because of the railroad.
Right, and that's just what I was going to say. The railroad just made towns either boom or bust in some ways.
Yes, well, yeah. There wouldn't be a Griswold if there wasn't Franklin Whitney and his scheme for the railroad.
Mm-hmm. So that's a part of what's in the film, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely.
And people in the area are likely to recognize some other names as they go through. If they're familiar at all with the area, there's likely that they're going to recognize some other names in there, too.
Well, I think so, and I think they'll probably be a little surprised at some of the information we have for them.
Well, okay, that's what makes it really interesting.
Yes.
So when can people come to the museum? What are the hours of the museum?
The museum is open Wednesday through Sunday, 1 until 4 o'clock. And if that doesn't suit you, then you can either call. We have some telephone numbers on the door. You can call myself or Lila or some of our other board members, and we will be glad to open for you.
Okay. Can you run down the board members, who they are?
Yes, I can. There's myself, Lila, Dana Kunze, Nadine Howell, Shirley Beerbaum, Sally Hansen, Anita Gregory, and Norma Landon.
Okay.
I think that was 9. I'm looking at the conference table and going around the table.
Well, there's a hard-working group.
Now, not many volunteers.
Well, yes, I know, because you just keep on moving on, and the newest addition, I guess, in terms of building, is the building next to the original one, where you have lots of buildings.
Yes, we do. The Kirchhoff room is completely finished, and Mr. Kirchhoff is still building and
wow.
adding, but it's a lovely collection of miniature buildings that historical. Now, because a lot of them are not standing mm-hmm. anymore, so it's wonderful to have that record.
Mm-hmm. Mostly barns, but there are some other things.
Oh.
The First Lewis Schoolhouse is in there, and
the courthouse.
and Crystal Lake.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big diorama kind of thing. Now, right. You also gained, as I understand, when you gained that space and filled up what we see, you also gained some storage space.
We did, but, you know, we keep expanding.
Yeah.
The storage place is stored, is doored off, and we have exhibits back there, too, now that people can go back and take a peek at.
Is there a schedule? You know, what's your plan for changing exhibits? Because I know you do that. It doesn't always look the same at the museum.
Well, we got that wonderful Indian exhibit from the Atlantic Schools. And that's what Lila and I spent last winter working on and getting that ready to have on display. And that's what we do when we're closed in the winter, is move things around, bring new things in, you know, change the displays on a regular basis.
Now, a good museum has to have good control of the environment. I'm guessing that's one of those expenses that a lot of people don't. They appreciate coming in when it's cool and not too humid, but probably don't think about that. But that's really important as a part of the museum.
Yes. We have Touchwood. We have a wonderful cooling system and heating system.
Okay. How does the museum get supported?
It's supported by private donations. We do only two fundraisers a year, and then our wonderful board of supervisors do, because grants do not pay the monthly bill.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to the board of supervisors, they support the libraries in the county and also our county museum.
Very important to have that ongoing basis there. Even though I know you work hard to write grants, to do those additional kinds of things. Yeah, the everyday bills, it's kind of like at home. The everyday bills go on, no matter.
Absolutely, yes. And we've just been very, very fortunate. We have a wonderful list of people who donate on a regular basis and just keep us going.
Okay. And is there a fee at the door?
Absolutely not. It's a free museum. But you're more than welcome to leave a donation if you so wish.
All right. Well, we hope all those tours that are coming through will kind of see fit that there's some payment for coming to the museum.
Yes, they're very generous.
Let's talk just a little bit about, there's a special, I guess, group series, whatever, that's happening, I believe, in September from people in Iowa.
Yes, it is through our Iowa magazine, and there will be 7 or 8 tours through Cass County.
And stopping at various places?
Stopping at various places. I'm not absolutely sure of their itinerary. We just know the days they're arriving and the times.
All
and
right.
Then where they go from here, I'm really not sure.
But it's just such a great idea. It's very
wonderful.
Exciting that, you know, they filled up. I think they started, we'll just do one of these. And, and the numbers of people who want to see Iowa, who live in Iowa, I'm sure most of them live in Iowa, who are going to be on this tour, that want to see what's happening. Mm-hmm. And too often, I think they miss Southwest Iowa. So it's really great to have folks coming here.
It is. And that being on Highway 92 has really saved us. You know, if we were a block or two off, they probably wouldn't be too interested in taking a detour. But when they see us right on the main street as they're traveling through, we get visitors from all over.
And when you say that, all over, what? I'm sure that includes some countries, that people from outside the United States.
Absolutely, yes. We just had a couple about 2.5 weeks ago from Australia. They were visiting, they were driving across Iowa. They had gone to a John Deere toy show in Davenport, Iowa, and with a rented car just came through this area to see John Deere museums and our museum, and it was very interesting to visit with them.
Oh, I'm sure it was. And sometime we're going to talk about, I think you have a special relationship with Australia, but we're going to talk about that another time.
So, yes, I do.
Shona, let's tell people, you mentioned the hours, but if you have a family coming in and you want to come see the museum, how do they contact you?
Okay, 712-778-2191. And I do have a voicemail.
All right. Very good.
And I will return your call and set up a time.
All right. Well,
for Lila Hogeveen.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Shona Putnam, for visiting with us. And here's a thought. Money never starts an idea. It is the idea that starts the money.